Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, yeah, it's Muckin' Fun Day, people. And it's also the 10th day of July, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. And this is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 75 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 82 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And hot summer day, another hot summer day, followed by a lot of hot summer days. And we'll take it because the days are getting shorter and we're headed towards, well, the cold in the winter. And we won't even talk about that right now. Anyways, we'll do a little house cleaning when we get back, and then we'll jump into this article. Lawmakers pass bill to take guns away from those deemed at risk of suicide and shooting sprees. And this is right here from the Oregonian, and we're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you're soon enough dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shame and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat. Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, as most of you know, I just took a week off and I'm back today. And when I went to take off last week, David, Frankface, he sent me an email offering to fill in for me. But it was technically impossible to do because of, you know, he'd have to have the boards. He'd have to be able to run his own program. But I did tell Frankface, David, that if he wanted to take a go at coming on the air and having a program, that I would be happy to help him. And he's accepted. And so I've sent him some files. And we're going to go to work this evening. And he's had some classes in television and radio broadcast. And I think in short order we can get him up to speed until he can come up on the air. Well, when he declares he's ready, well, he's going to come up on the air in the hour following this one. And we're looking forward to that. And Frank's a young guy, and we need to get as many people out there speaking as we can, and that's what we aim to do. And that being said, lawmakers passed bill to take guns away from those deemed at risk of suicide and shooting sprees. This is from the Oregonian. It was sent in by Swifty Lomax for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. A rare development, even for Democratic-dominated Oregon. Lawmakers, call it communist-dominated Oregon. Man, these people, I mean, I'm telling you, you cannot believe the invasion we are experiencing here in Oregon. It is completely unbelievable. On last Friday, or it was Saturday, we went up north just about, it's probably about 40 miles up north. There's a lake up there, and we went and spent 2 days up there fishing. And on the way up there, I'm telling you, the traffic, it was like as heavy as it is on I-5, only it was on a two-lane highway, 97. I mean, people passing, running you. I mean, I had to pull off the side of the road with the brakes on to keep from hitting head-on a couple of times. And Californian plate after Californian plate. I mean, these bastards are, it's an invasion, plain and simple. And they're communist son of a bitches as soon as they get here, man. It's straight to their communist agenda. And it's not going to end up good. There's no way it can. Democrat, communist-dominated Oregon, lawmakers in both the state House and Senate have agreed to a new policy limiting gun use. Oh, did you really? The measure passed. Oh, did you really, you Californian son of a bitch and communist piece of shit? Did you? Ooh, I'm so impressed. The measure passed Thursday allows family members and police officers. You mean those corporate thugs that are running violation of the people's bill of rights, unauthorized by the people, thugs, just you know, the hired guns, now police officers to petition for guns to be taken away from this is how this read, I don't know who did this, Oregonian apparently, from people who show risk of harming themselves or others. Now who in the hell would that be? Everybody has the potential to harm somebody else, gun or no gun. And I guess that the standard here, you know, the absolute standard for the invasion into your goddamn rights is just, well, I think so. That's what it'll come down to. I have a hunch. I have a feeling. So we're going to come and try and confiscate your guns. Well, I'm going to tell you guys right out the gate, this is no law. Rather, I don't care who they can get together and they can write it down on a piece of paper and they can all sign it and say they voted on it. It's not a law. There is no authorization. You have no authority. And it is not recognized as any law by any American national or Oregonian who believes they have a rights, their rights under the Bill of Rights, which are unalienable, unalienable. You can't touch them. You've never had the authority. What you are doing, this is official oppression. And when you come to try to take our guns, we're going to blow your fucking head right off your shoulders. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. So, you know, you communists, get with the goddamn program, man. We're sick of listening to your whiny-ass snowflake mouths. That's all I can tell you.
Senate Bill 719 narrowly passed the House 31-28 with no support from the Republicans, because you have to have your controlled opposition to act like somebody out there actually understands what's written in that Bill of Rights. Actually understands what inalienable can't be touched. I can't give it to you. You sure as hell can't take it means. And no votes by three Democrats. It now heads to Governor Kate Brown. You know, that lesbian or that piece of shit, whatever in the hell she is, unelected goddamn appointee of the Clinton cabal. You mean her? Whose largest 2016 individual campaign donor supports gun safety. So you got the Californians, you got Bloomberg up here, the communist up here thinking they can buy legislation and force it on our people. Blow your fucking heads right off your shoulders. Give it a go. For her signature under the bill, a judge could issue an extreme risk protection order. And back when they did this, you know, when they started doing this in the family court, you know, the old lady, you know, she grabs the kids and she opts for the communist daddy, and she goes and she says, well, I'm afraid of my husband, and automatically your second article is, you know, canceled. You'd have no second article right because, well, somebody accused you of something. Oh, really? Is that what now suffices for due process of the law? Well, you know, they tried that back there in 17 and 75. You know what happened? They blew their fucking heads right off their shoulders. It's time, people. No votes from three Democrats. It heads to Governor Kate Brown, whose largest individual campaign donor supports gun safety. So one son of a bitch came here with some money and thinks they're going to take our guns. Well, blow your fucking heads off your shoulders. Under the bill, a judge could issue an extreme risk protection order against a person deemed at risk of committing suicide or shooting others. Well, goddamn, that's anybody. That's open subject matter. All they have to do is just say, well, I feel like he might, or he might over there, she might. And so we're going to come for the, come on, come and get him. Shooting others, the person would have 24 hours to hand over their guns to law enforcement before having officers take them away. Well, if they're ready to shoot somebody, you need to come get them. And see if they're ready. And it's, I'm telling you, people, this is because some guy shot himself, and this is why we're doing this, and we're going to come and take everybody's gun who's a threat to our communist takeover of the state of Oregon. You think so? The policy is similar to one approved overwhelmingly by Washington voters, the communists who have invaded Washington. I know the people of Washington. I grew up in Oregon, and I travel a lot to Washington. I've been back and forth. I know people in Washington. I got family up in goddamn Washington. And I'll tell you, it's the same up there. The same, you got these goddamn communist pukes spewing out of California coming up there and taking over your body politic. And they think they can take the country with a handful because they concentrated in the cities where the populations are. Well, and because the rest of the people are just saying, you know what, just do what you're going to do, and we're going to do what we're going to do. We're going to blow your fucking heads off your shoulders. 2016 and modeled on court orders protecting victims of domestic violence. There you go. When they stick their toe in the door, you know, domestic violence, we got to do, it's bad, people. We got to protect the women getting beat in this country because, I mean, people are shooting people. We got this domestic thing. It's a domestic, you have no authority in our domestic affairs, you two-bit communist piece of shit. You have no authority. You have no authority to do anything. In fact, what you are now is an occupying force, inflicting tyranny, acting under color of authority that you do not have. You have forfeited any authority that might have existed any time when you violated the contracts known as our Bill of Rights. When you violated our people's trust, you cease to have authority. You write it down on a piece of fucking paper. Sooner or later, somebody's going to have to, well, actually do it. And that ain't going to be so goddamn pretty, is it? I'm telling you, this is a small group of people. And if the people just unleash on them, I mean, it's still that 75% we always talk about. It is 75% of the population that isn't going along with this shit. This is whose guns they want. And it's getting desperate because these communists, I mean, do you think how freaking desperate they got to be to try something like this? Do you really think you could, they know they can't do it. And push will come to shove and they'll try it. And then when they get their, you know, asses handed to them, when they get blown out into the goddamn street, then it'll be, we need United Nations forces here because we have an uprising against our legitimate government. No. You are not legitimate. You haven't been legitimate in 100 frickin' years, period. Since you seized the gold and told us we can't own property, you haven't been legitimate. You are an occupying force, and we're going to blow your asses out of this goddamn country. Communist pig piece of shit, Kate Brown. But the bill pitted Oregon lawmakers against... they were pitted against each other, people. There were some of those elitist, aristocratic bureaucrats up there. No, we can't. We really can't do this. Well, we're going to do it. No. We really... This is a violation of rights, and I stand with the people. This time, next time, I'll be the bad guy. You be the good guy. Good guy. Good cop, bad cop. You know, we've been playing this game for a whole long time. Well, when the goddamn ropes come out, when the hemp starts dangling from the trees, we're going to see you all as just coming out of the same asshole, just a pile of shit. Do it. That's all. Just do it. I'm so tired of waiting on this shit, I can't even tell you how tired I am anymore. The bill pitted Oregon lawmakers against each other. Then if there was one goddamn honest man up there or woman, and they would have stood up and accused the others of treason, because by God, that's what this is. Treachery. You cannot do it. It is written in stone that you cannot touch it. And you stand there and go, I'm going to have to disagree with you. I mean, you're committing a high crime. You're committing high treason against the people. I'm going to disagree with you. Well, you know what? You're going to hang right with them, you son of a bitch, because you didn't. You did not take a stand for the law. And the law is going to make you answer to it. You piece of shit. Don't think you buy any credence by saying, oh, well, I was against it. We all went together and we said 31 of us going to be against it. And it was, yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, when you're 100% right about that, man. When you try to explain it to these loans, because that's what they are, you know, these people have no depth of the type of liberty we're supposed to have. They worship this glorious Soviet police state, man. They really do. I mean, they really, really do. And when I turn around and I ask these people about, you know, like I tell them, I tell them, I don't even celebrate the 4th of July anymore because we don't even have freedom. And they look at me like I got a turd in my face, man. And they have no idea, you know, how free we really supposed to be. That's the sad thing about it. And I'm really, really getting sick and tired of these people, man.
I hear you, brother. And, you know, it was done through incrementalism. You know, they took a little bit from each generation, made them a little less free, a little less free, and a little less free until we're, like you say, we're at today. And well, that's just the way it is. Well, no, by God, it ain't. I tell them, I say, you are just freaking ignorant. You are too ignorant to read and comprehend. You need to leave this country. When we clear this country out, your ass is going on a deportation barge. Not because I just hate you, but because you are dangerous. You're dangerous to me because you will accept tyranny. You worthless, spineless piece of shit. And it, you know, you talked about the Sovietizing, like Russia. Well, you know, when this whole thing started falling apart, I mean, a long time ago, the derivatives bubble popped, you know, that actually happened under George Bush Jr. And then you have Obama step up and, you know, people could see it was coming apart. And, over there, Mike Rivera over there on, goddammit, which is, I can't think of what the broadcast is over there. I was on it for a while. But anyway, you
what
know.
WhatReallyHappened.com.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. WhatReallyHappened.com. But he said that, oh, we're going to be just like Russia. How did you know that, Mikey? How did you know that was the way that the pendulum was swinging because you were an inside guy? He was out of Hollywood. He was like the guy that did the props and built all this, you know, the special effects. I think this is what it was. But I mean, this is what they're pushing for. And this is what I look and I see Trump and I see him together and man, they're talking, you know, the big push of Putin, he's the guy, man. And then you put Trump in there, you know, the, WWF, freak, carnival barker. And you know, we should be more like Russia. No, you people, I'm telling you. And a lot of people bought it because, well, that'd be better than what we got. You cowardly, worthless pieces of shit. No. Go ahead. Sorry.
Thank you. By the way, concerning, you know, Mike's comments about, you know, basically the United States will go the way of the, you know, what Russia did. And, you know, he'll never talk about standing up and actually fighting. Sometimes I wonder if that's just an excuse, you know what I mean? He doesn't want to put forth any effort or perhaps shed any blood.
Makes you wonder who he's working for.
it very much does. That's right. Exactly.
Go ahead. I think I heard somebody else trying to get in.
Yeah, she's right about that. You know, I used to listen to his show, and, you know, he always used to say that, you know, well, we're just going to wait till this thing fall, and then we're going to build it up the way it's supposed to be built. You know, we're not going to fight. We don't need to go out there acting like the government. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, they're going to come with us with force.
Well,
as soon as it falls.
The thing is, you know, to get people to hesitate, to hold back. And, you know, the farther they can take this before they drop the hammer, the better chance they have. Not that they have a chance. I mean, but, you know, just like this thing we're looking at here in Oregon. Now, you got Trump out there. You know, he's just law and order, by God, people. Law and order. But you have the activist courts. Where's the court that's going to jump up and say, you just can't goddamn do this? It is a blatant, in-your-face, unquestionable infringement upon the second article of the people. You cannot do it. It's unfreaking lawful. You're not going to hear it. Just, you know, the thing is, I've watched him do this all along with the incrementalism. They'll throw it out there, and it'll be a goddamn outrage, just like this is. I mean, just right when they were taking over the courts, I was noticing this. And then they'll put it out there, but they don't enforce it. You know, they'll put it out there, and then they don't enforce it. Well, we're not really going to do. I've seen so many of these outrages put forward like this. And then, you know, they put all the mechanisms in place. They take all the money, and they put these, you know, what they'll do is they'll put forces in place and, you know, and get it all plugged in. And then zero tolerance. We're enforcing. And this is what we're doing right now. While we should be going there to hang these son of a bitches for blatant, in-your-face, unquestionable, God damn it, it's treason. Kate Brown, you son of a bitches up there, all of you, even you ones that said you was against it. Treason. Blatant treason against the people of the United States and especially the state of Oregon. We should be up there hanging these son of a bitches right now. But instead, the law's in place. But let it calm down. Let it calm down. Now, while it's calming down, you start building the forces to enforce this. Because the sheriffs ain't going to do it because they goddamn know better. But you start building a task force, and we're going to have a special force, and we're going to even have, you just get the contractors moving on this, man. Because we're going to have to need some people and get those MS-13 gang members you brought in here. Get some people in uniform that will actually pull the trigger on Americans. That's what we need here. You get them in place. And then, you won't hear no more about this shit, man. You won't hear nobody, it ain't happening. Just something they didn't never do it. And when they get the shit in place, then they'll give her a go. And that's when we got to blow them right out of their freaking socks, people. That's when we have to hammer. But I mean, right now, this is so fucked up, I can't even explain it to you. This right here, just the fact that they would put this in print is enough that we should be up there hanging their asses. They're announcing their intent here. They know, I guarantee you, every fucking one of them's a lawyer. You think they don't know that this is blatant, in-your-face treason? That this is subjugation of a people through force? They absolutely know it. They know exactly what they're doing. And just for people just to read this and just go, boy, that ain't right. No. I mean, I'm telling you, back in 1775, they would have had the fucking ropes out. They would be hanging these sons. They'd be tarring and feathering people. They would go up there and hang the whole goddamn legislature over this one freaking issue. This is communism. This is the overthrow of your republic. It can be called nothing else. The English language demands that you realize what you're reading. But it's like Dion was talking about there. You know, people have become just so institutionalized into this authoritarian complex. Oh, well, if they say it, I guess, well, they're the government and we're just the people. Well, you better go back and check your documents because that government's supposed to be your goddamn servants at your feet. They're not your overlords, they're your servants. Your servants are coming up and saying they're going to take your shit from you. They're going to take your guns from you. I got another article. They're going to shove catheters up your prick if they want to on the side of the goddamn road. What will you take, America? What will you allow? Go ahead. Sorry.
I said amen, Henry.
people. I mean, I know, when I talk about the incrementalism, my dad, I'm telling you, he would have shot people by now, a long time ago. His dad would have shot people even sooner. But it is the incrementalism. Get you to accept this. It's generational. They've had nothing but time, and they plan 100 years into the future. If we can get them to accept it, I mean, they'll pile on enough until you turn around and you're about ready to shoot them. Well, we're going to take this back over here. And bet you don't look at what they left there because they don't mention it. They will, we're not enforcing it, but it's on the books, people. And behind the scenes, they are putting the mechanisms in place to come out and do it. They aim to do it. They know they have to do it. At some point in the ballgame, people, somebody's going to say, man, you're not gonna, you can't just pull people over and shove things up their dicks. What the hell are you? This is the land of the free? I think there's something wrong here. I better check the founding documents of this country. Where in the hell is that written? But we do have that story. Along with this one here, I mean, they talk about, you know, this, they talk about this one fellow who's really pushing this, Brian Boquist. You know, his son went to war and he come home and he killed himself, so we should take all the guns from everybody we want. Really, you son of a bitch? What did your son go over there to fight for, by the way? I know what you would throw out there. He was fighting for your freedom and your liberty. He came home freaked out because he found out he wasn't fighting for your freedom and liberty, blew his own fucking brains out, and now we want to take your gun. Really? Well, between the idea and the reality lies the shadow, you son of a bitches, and you're going to find out what's in that shadow before this is over with. The very fact that, this ain't like this bullshit that you're seeing in the mainstream media. Oh, there's Russians and Putin and Trump, they talk together, and you know, and the stuff in Syria. This is right here at home, people. You won't hear that dirty, rotten son of a bitch and treasonous piece of trash say one word about this. He was going to back your goddamn Second Amendment. Where's the feds? Why aren't they coming in here saying that, though that breaks federal law, you can't do it? Remember back in the civil rights movement back in the 60s? Boy, they were just all over that, weren't they? Because they wanted to establish an unauthorized authority called civil rights. When all that really needed to be done back there was everybody needed their constitutionally guaranteed rights under the Bill of Rights and the common law. But the common law had already been lifted by then. And all it did was facilitate, divide. And when you know, back then, I mean, there were plenty of people, but the reason that it did, you know, have the strength it did is because everybody's just like, no, you can't treat people like that. You just can't. It's violating their rights. And I understand that their rights are my rights. If I let their rights be violated, by God, you're going to violate mine. But what happened back then? No, they threw out the rights, and they went under the 14th Amendment and got government-granted rights, which are not my rights. They're special rights for special people, not for everybody. And they went for it. And boy, that was what a freedom movement. Bullshit. That was the removal of freedom. That was the end of freedom. Anyways, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat. Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10-cent guarantee is July 31st.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original E-Juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
You a while. That's right, step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. The basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want some freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You got to keep America number one. My daddy told me, son, don't let them take your gun. That's what they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun. They're taking your Bill of Rights away from you. My daddy said, son, don't let them take your gun. That's what they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun. Don't let them take your gun away from you. Oh, this year is our anniversary. 200 years people we've been free. Won't be nobody taking. Got a gun in his hand. I'm telling you, we blind.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Grand Funk Railroad. Don't let them take your goddamn guns. And, you know, to finish this off, I want to tell you something, people. You know, they're talking about people who show risk of harming themselves or others. Who are those others? You have a communist invasion, by definition, into your state, into your country. These are international communists, and you are absolutely a threat of hurting them, of harming them, because it is your patriotic absolute duty to shoot their asses out of here. They're trying to take over your goddamn country. Now they're going to pass a law that if they feel like you're a threat to them, they can come and try to take your gun. You better blow their fucking heads right off their shoulders. Let's look around. South Dakota, cops forced catheters for drug testing. I don't know, man. You know, I always feel like, you know, I don't believe in the, pie in the sky, by and by the heavens and all that stuff. But I do feel like my dad might, I always feel like he's looking at me. What would he think of me if I let some son of a bitch stick something up my dick on the side of the goddamn road or anywhere else and I didn't kill him for it? He'd think I was a goddamn coward. I wouldn't want to live. Coward. And now you got lawsuits going here. Goddamn people. This is why they're doing it, because there has been no consequence. You know, the day will come when they'll start finding them in dumpsters and ditches. How far are you going to let it go? Somebody did something like this to me, I don't give a fuck if I live another day. That son of a bitch is going to die. I have rights as a human being that you will not violate. This is from U.S. News. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Authorities across South Dakota have been illegally, is there a legal way? Illegally forcing catheters into young and old alike to acquire urine for drug tests. Lawsuits filed last week alleges that no authority. This is that standing army we were warned about. It is now out there, and these son of a bitches feel like they can come. They do anything they want to you. You know the people they serve? The American Civil Liberties Union of South Dakota, the communists of South Dakota, they're responding. So you just stand down. Put your guns away. Take that bullet out of the chamber. Representing five adults and a toddler alleging violations of the Fourth Amendment's protection against unreasonable searches. No, this is a goddamn assault. This is an assault on your body. Protection against unreasonable searches and seizures, my ass. As well as excessive use of force and inflection of physical and emotional distress. Really? Two men were willing to give voluntary urine samples, but the Perry Police Department forcibly catheterized them anyway. A lawsuit filed on behalf of the five adults saying, you know what, these sadistic son of a bitches are going to get worse and worse and worse until you start blowing them out of their boots. I promise you that. And don't call yourself a goddamn American if you allow something like this to happen. Better dead. Remember the old saying, better dead than red. Better dead. Two men were willing to, God. The child was allegedly catheterized in February after his mother's boyfriend filed a prohibition ordered drug test. So he took a goddamn little kid, baby. A toddler. And just, we'll sue them. That's what the freaks were thinking anyway. The cowardly, spineless, mush-minded pieces of shit anyway. Little Johnny's getting the catheter shoved up his prick. We'll get a good suit out of this, man, because it's a kid. And this is goddamn how far it has degenerated, people. Disgusting, beyond disgusting.
America.
Amen, brother.
America is made up of cowards and shirkers.
Yes, sir. Can't disagree with you there. Okay, the child was allegedly catheterized in February after his mother's boyfriend filled a prohibition-ordered drug test. South Dakota Department of Social Services. International communists. Workers allegedly ordered the procedure. I just ordered it. Did you, you son of a bitch? I'm just ordering your head to be removed from your fucking shoulders. Procedure because he was not toilet trained. Oh, really? The boy screamed as he was held down and complained of pain for days, according to the lawsuit, specifically addressing his case, which says his urine was free of drugs. He allegedly developed a staph infection from the catheter. Oh, well, now we got him, boy. We're going to teach him. We're going to get a whole bunch of money. We can really buy some drugs now. We'll sue him because these goddamn communist lawyers, they'll play this game back and forth. And what we're establishing here is that there's some times when they can stick something up your dick and it's all right. No, it ain't. Never. Jason Rise, who was catheterized by Perry, South Dakota police, was arrested in March 2016 on suspicion of drugged driving. Another man, Dirk Sparks, was arrested the same month after officers reportedly observed him being fidgety. You were fidgety. I'm going to stick something in your dick. When they responded to a domestic dispute, Rise told South Dakota Argus Leader newspaper, which in April described allegations by Sparks, Rise, and the boy's mother that he offered to voluntarily urinate when officers got a warrant, but was told it was too late. And not even with a warrant. They can't get a warrant. They have no authority over us. This is how far it's gone. Not just, you know, searching, looking in your car. That's how it started. You know, shining the flashlight down. What the hell are you doing? You have a warrant? In the first place, who are you? Have you filed with the court? What is your name? I want to see the filing with the court that where you're even here talking to me. I want to see the affidavits. Well, we don't need those anymore. This is due process. No, by God, it ain't. And you don't define it, you piece of shit, communist son of a bitch. The due process is clearly described in the People's Bill of Rights. And you can't even access the court that could look in my goddamn car as a government, or not a government official, as a privateer for a corporation. You stopping me is cause for me to shoot your ass, is what it's coming down to, people. I mean, what the hell? What do you got a gun for? Hey, somebody's decided, hey, man, I'm going to pull over and stick something in that guy's dick. I'm a twisted, sick son of a bitch. I want to stick something in that guy's dick. If that's their intention, you better blow them out of their goddamn shoes. Unless you want to get used and you know, what the hell is the word I'm looking for? Institutionalized into having somebody just pull you over and stick something in your dick. You call yourself a man? I think that's quite a stretch. Fidgety, when they responded to a domestic dispute. Here's this domestic bullshit they never had any. They have no authority. Zero, zilch, nada. Everything they're doing is a violation of the law, the true law of this country. Our law. And we're just standing there watching it happen. Watching them put things up our dicks now, apparently. We've had them on the side of the road up in Texas, reaching their hands up inside women on the side of the road. Boy, we're a tough lot, aren't we? Let them do that to our women. We've seen them beat down and kill our old people, our children. We just stand there, boy, goddamn them, man. Boy, they're just going too far this time. Stop or I'll say stop again. Pathetic. Rice told South Dakota's Argus Leader paper, which in April described allegations by Sparks, Rice, and the boy's mother that he offered to voluntarily urinate. Well, you shouldn't have. Are you a dog? Are you a goddamn slave? They tell you to piss, you piss. Better dead, you cowards. One cop held my penis, and a doctor shoved a catheter in me, Rice told the newspaper. It hurt for a week. I couldn't pee. Well, you don't deserve to. You darn a man. You deserve whatever you got. What'd you do about it? When you got loose, did you go shoot the son of a bitch that thought he could do that to you?
Sparks told the paper he experienced painful urination for weeks and has nightmares. Oh, give me some mind-altering drugs. I'm just a goddamn pussy. I need to lie down. I need somebody to take care of my sorry ass. Not a warrior among them. That's why they're doing it, because there is nothing coming back at them. They need to start finding them in the goddamn dumpsters. I mean, these son of a bitches are criminals beyond criminals. They are invaders. They are intent on killing you. God damn it, think of what I'm telling you here. What kind of a sick son of a bitch wants to be a part of something like that? Think about it. And these people, we'll have a lawsuit. Oh, really? Do that to me, I'll kill you. Period. No matter what else in this goddamn world happens, I will kill you. Period. You will not do it to me. This is, what a cowardly ass country. Unbelievable. I don't think a goddamn Chinaman would put up with that kind of shit. Has nightmares about the experience. Oh, you candy ass. He said he was hooded with his mesh bag before the catheter was forced in. Goddamn people. This is what they do to torture people. They're just playing with you. I'm going to watch you yell. You nothing. I'm going to shove something up your dick. Because you're nobody. You're nothing. This is the American, the people rule. You piece of shit, Donald Trump, scumbag, lying, trash. This is forcing that Constitution. Bullshit. This is getting you used to that. This is getting you used to what you're going to need to be used to when the Chinese and when these internationals come in and they're just your fucking overlords. And you're just a goddamn plebe, a coolie. You got to learn how to kowtow, how to take a catheter up your dick when they want to do something for entertainment. Man, I read this and I said, God damn, man, what happened to my country? What happened to my people? Who are these people that allow somebody to shove something in their dick? They're not my people. Hooded a mesh bag before the catheter was forced in and told the paper he also saw an officer filming the encounter. Well, yeah, why not? They filmed at Abu Ghraib, didn't they? They filmed their torture. They get off on it. That's why they go into... Why else would you go to that occupation? Think about it. It's like TSA. You like fondling little children? We got a job for you. You like fondling men who don't want to be fondled? We got a job for you. And we'll put authority and guns behind it because these people just take it if you point a gun at them. Well, there's some people who won't take it. You might kill me, you son of a bitch, but you will kill me in a fight. I ain't just going to stand there and take it. A third man catheterized by Pierre police, Cody Holcomb, agreed to give a urine sample voluntarily. I was submitting, boss. I was doing what you told me. And still you put the thing in my dick. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just land that a cow was a home with a slave.
Oh,
now,
brother.
That's all good to do.
But we aren't, Dion. You and I aren't.
Hell no. Hell no.
We're going to fight them. We'll see if they want to try to stick something in our dicks. They don't. I'll let you do anything you want. God, it's sickening. Filming the encounter. Oh, yeah, here he was. I agreed. I told him he could do anything he wanted to me. And drank two cups of water to try to give him what he wanted, the lawsuit says. But when he still wasn't able to urinate, officers told him, you're taking too long. We're going to stick something up your dick. And forcibly catheterized him. What will you take, people? What will you see your children take? Your grandchildren take? Have you any goddamn courage? Officers catheterized Rice and Holcomb, their lawsuits allege, for the purpose of gratifying their personal sadistic desires. Oh, we know exactly what happens. Now the only thing, can they prosecute them for a sadistic desire? And it goes on to say in here, well, no, not bloody likely.
They would have shot him, Henry. If he would have said no, they would have killed him.
Well, then you know what? Then when you get loose, I mean, they're loose now. That son of a bitch who did that to you still walking around out there. How's that work?
It doesn't work, but you and I both know. They would have shot him, man. They would
well,
have killed him.
Well, you know, I might have had the thing stuck up my dick. But, man, as soon as I got loose and got hold of a gun, somebody would have died. I guarantee goddamn to you, I'd have put the bullet right in that son of a bitch's head, thinks he can stick something in my dick. And if I die 2 minutes or 1 second later, I don't really give a fuck. That's the attitude people better find again in this country. That's the attitude that got us this goddamn country. It wasn't this, well, somebody's going to come along and make them be good boys. You do something like that to me, I kill you. That's all there is to it.
Let's see here, where are we? Catheter Apologist, University of California. Let's go on down here.
South Dakota, right? South Dakota?
Correct. Through the lawsuit,
unbelievable.
Though the lawsuit does not allege long-term injuries, Garcia, this is a physician talking about how this is animalistic to do this to somebody. How you got to be a sick son of a bitch to want to do it. Because in the bottom, in the final equation, you know, push coming to shove, you're not taking my fucking blood either. But they could have just took blood. They had the warrant. They could, but they wanted to stick that thing in the guy's dick. They wanted to stick it in the little kid's dick. This is what I'm talking about, people. See, they go in there, well, God, it's a very important thing, this drunken and driving thing, to the point of where we should be let them to stick a needle in you and draw your blood. And it just goes further. It's always just an incremental step towards total subjugation, people. Now, well, I'll opt for sticking something in your dick. And I have the authority because, well, we wrote it down on a piece of paper. Really? You ready to die for that piece of paper? Because I'm ready to kill you over it. The lawsuit on behalf of the adults is outcome of the doctor dates. Dentally, medically, personnel may have been involved. I wanted to get to a part here before we get out of time. Forced catheterization lawsuits. Here we are. Forced catheterization lawsuits. So this isn't the first time people have fared poorly in the past, with authorities saying they deferred to the medical advice of health personnel. And what they're saying here is they're gonna claim immunity. They have immunity. They can stop you on the side of the road, shove something up in your dick. Well, I have immunity from prosecution. There is nothing to stop them at this point, people. You had better grow some goddamn hair on your ass. You had better get ready to defend yourself. There is no goddamn law to protect you. You protect yourself, or else you acquiesce to having something shoved up your dick. That's all there is to it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Tell me what they don't have immunity from. The cops can come around and kill us anytime. Well, they get immunity for that.
Absolutely, brother.
They have immunity from getting insurance. They force everybody to try to get Obamacare, but the politicians, they don't have to get it. They get whatever they want. I mean, what the hell do they don't have immunity from?
Well, it's not,
I mean,
what,
it has come so corrupt, and we have become such slaves in this damn system, man, until it's just, it's like, I'm so frustrated, man, I don't know what to do.
Well, you know what it is that, you know,
immunity against our guns.
There you go. That's where I was headed, Katie. Thank you. No,
yep.
The thing is, where did they get that immunity? Well, they wrote it down on a piece of paper and said they were immune. They could do any goddamn thing they wanted to you without consequence. Really? Well, my gun says otherwise. My gun says you try that shit with me, I'll fucking shoot you. And I don't give a shit what the consequences are. Because I'd rather be dead than be a lowly goddamn slave that somebody could just take and shove something up their dick. Period.
That's how I feel, too.
You goddamn right.
I'm at that point. I'm at that point right now.
A lot of people. It's the 75%. The thing is, they're showing these. They go and they get punks like this that will take this shit. That's who they do this to. But then, because they're trying to set a precedence and trying to get it. There's many people that think, well, yeah, they can do that. No, by God, they can't. You turn that guy. I guarantee you, you turn that gun on them, they ain't going to put nothing in your dick. They might kill you, but they ain't putting nothing in your dick. You kill as many of them as you goddamn can, and you're absolutely justified. They are no authority and never have had any authority. It is a goddamn usurpation. It is an overthrow of your government. It is an overthrow of the law that protects you from this shit is what it is. When they write down their immunity, they have no authority to be immune.
Where does it come from? The authority in this country comes from the people. We never granted them authority to stick things in our dicks with goddamn immunity. Never! They did it themselves. They wrote it down on a piece of paper. Anyways,
hey,
guys.
Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did that happen? This is hell. Did that happen over here in Sewer Falls?
Let me see.
At the top of the hour.
It was Pierre? Pierre, South Dakota?
Oh, yeah, everyone calls it Pierre, but it's spelled Pierre. Hey, was there, I didn't catch all your thing, and I'll let you go. I'll have to listen to the archives. Is there a name for that officer?
I don't think they named none of the officers.
Okay, I'll check the Argus Liar and check it out. I'll get out of your way. I didn't realize it was three.
Oh, that's okay, brother. Anyways, we are...
Glad to get back.
Right on. We're up at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, hey, guys, don't let them stick nothing up your dick if you want to claim to be a man, and that is The Word from the Trenches.